Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Winter is already a hard time for plants. They can be threatened by freeze damage, drought, and the weight of snow and ice. Ice removal is important, but the human need to clear roads and sidewalks can wind up hurting nearby plants. Balancing the need for de-icers with the unintended consequences can be key to helping plants. Physical removal or relocation of snow is the best no-salt option. Removing snow before it gets packed underfoot or melts and refreezes can reduce the need for salt drastically. For a best first step that includes a little bit of de-icer, then pre-apply before inclement weather hits. This also works better because instead of making a melted layer on top of compacted snow and ice, it gets melted from the bottom up. The last step is a retroactive de-icing treatment. But if the pre-treating and any shoveling, plowing, or scraping are not possible, it may be necessary. The most common element in de-icers is rock salt, which can contain a lot of sodium chloride. There may be other trace elements, but sodium chloride is often the big one. It can damage plants, but another big concern is that it's pretty ineffective for ice below 10 degrees Fahrenheit. Other de-icers like magnesium chloride and calcium chloride work at lower temperatures and are reportedly faster than dry-sprinkled rock salt. Some commercial de-icing salt might contain some of these over sodium. So, assuming a de-icing salt has to be laid down, what are the best practices for plants? The next best thing to no salt is less salt. Salt can often be over-applied. It's also more effective when it's spread out, like with a spreader, than it is when it's piled up. Use only a small amount first, or only treat areas that couldn't be physically cleared. Salt can damage plants, but usually greatly affects the ones by sidewalks and roadsides. The two pathways of damage are contact on leaves or branches and leaching into the soil. Salt spray from car traffic often hits evergreen leaves and can cause scorching. Contact can also happen from salt-treated snow being piled on the plants. The slow, suspicious concern is salt buildup in soils. This happens to sidewalk plants or street trees when the salty runoff dumps into their space. This damage can show up much later and might resemble nutrient or drought stress as the roots are suffering. The biggest culprit is the sodium-based salts, and it can be hard to remediate soil that has accumulated a lot of salts. Some plants, like honey locust, Kentucky coffee tree, and eastern red cedar, are pretty salt resilient. Oaks can handle a little soil salt, but pines, boxwoods, and maples will not be happy. Ice can be dangerous, but treating it effectively and minimally can save the landscape. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.